Kolegice i kolege, želim vam dobar dan. Kao što znate, u posjetu predsjedniku vlade glavni tajnik NATO-a gospodin Jens Stoltenberg i nakon održanog sastanka oni će vam dati izjave. Nakon toga slobodni ste postaviti nekoliko pitanja. Gospodin Milanović, izvolite.
Dobar dan. Danas mi je osobita čast i zadovoljstvo biti domaćin glavnom tajniku NATO-a. Zbog niza razloga, jedan od njih je i taj što sam se sada već godinama i za mene bavio tom problematikom kao hrvatski diplomat na jedan pionirski način i o tome smo malo razgovarali, ali i kao bivšeg premijera Norveške, koji je naravno sada kao najviši međunarodni službenik politički potpuno neutralan. Ali tu uvijek imam zanimljivih tema. Hrvatska je sada već godinama u NATO-u, sudjelujemo, tu smo, prisutni smo u okviru svojih mogućnosti, pa možda i malo iznad njih. Tako će biti i dalje. Razgovarali smo naravno i o regiji i o planovima širenja saveza. Ti planovi postoje. Jedna od sljedećih država o kojoj se razmišlja je Crna Gora. Tu sam također htio čuti opažanje i mišljenja glavnog tajnika, jer to je nešto što Hrvatsku zanima, s obzirom da nam je to susjedna država, da je također jadranska država, da je obalna država i da je stabilnost u tom dijelu regije, Europe i regije za nas važna stvar i da želimo da stabilnost dođe i tamo. To je manje više to, nastavit ćemo uz radni ručak za jedno sat vremena. Hvala.
Hvala, gospodin Stoltenberg, izvolite.
Dobar dan. That's, what should I say, almost all the I remember from the Croatian language, because I spent much time in Zagreb when I was a child, and it's great to be back in Croatia, and it's great to meet with you, Prime Minister, because you are really an expert when it comes to NATO, to the importance of building a strong alliance, and I appreciate very much to meet with you here in Zagreb. I've been there many times before, both as a child, but also as a prime minister and a Norwegian politician. But this is my first visit to Zagreb as Secretary General of NATO. And I would like to just underline that we very much appreciate the strong commitment of Croatia to the alliance. The contributions from Croatia, of Croatia, to our operations in Kosovo and in Afghanistan, and also the way Croatia is contributing to the collective defense, the strength of the alliance. And this is more important than ever, because we see that the security environment is changing. To the south, we see turmoil, violence spreading across the Middle East, Iraq, Syria, North Africa. And we also see terrorist attacks inspired by the violent groups and the ideologies which we see are growing in parts of the Middle East and North Africa. Then in addition, we see a more challenging security environment to the east, with a more assertive Russia, using force to change borders, annexing Crimea, and destabilizing eastern Ukraine. And I appreciate to have this opportunity to meet with you, to have also the opportunity to discuss these challenges more in detail during our lunch. But I also agree with you that the question of the open door, NATO enlargement, is a key issue, and by the end of the year, NATO will decide on whether to invite Montenegro to become a member of the alliance. And that is part of the efforts, part of the policies which NATO has pursued in this part of Europe for many years, and that is to build a strong alliance to contribute to stability, to peace, and that is important for Southeast Europe. It's important for the whole of Europe, and it's, of course, also important for NATO. So I appreciate this opportunity to be in Zagreb and to meet with you.